الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, You must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is his Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Dear Muslims, my khutbah today is continuation to what we talked about last week. Trial, test, hardship, difficulty is a twin of this life. You could not be living and you are not going to go through hardship and difficulty. And test and hardship and difficulty, it happened to the Muslim and to the non-Muslims. But when we say we are a believers, now we have to be prepared because we be more tested. Hardship, difficulty, wars, earthquake, killing, all these things that we look to it to be evil, is a twin of your iman. Maybe life will be so easy and in you if you are not coming to the mosque. Life will be more easy in you before you took your shahada. Now the moment that you take your shahada and you became a Muslim, now you have to be prepared. I prepare two verses for you today from the Quran, and we keep emphasizing on this issue so we don't jump when the calamity falls on us. We don't hit the ceiling when the test comes. You have to know the reality of this life. And you have to know the nature of this Islam. And you have to understand that you are here to be tested. Now, if you are a true believer, you're going to be firm. And now, if you are not, you're going to be flipping. You're going to be jumping. You're going to be doing something you're not supposed to do, or say something that you're not supposed to say. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 214. Allah the Almighty is saying, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Which is the meaning is, or seek you that you will enter paradise without such trials as came to those who passed away before you. They were afflicted with severe poverty and illness, and were so shaken that even the messenger and those who believe alone with him said, when will come the help of Allah? Yes, certainly the victory of Allah is near. Brothers and sisters, we heard about earthquake, and this is the Arabic term zilzal. And Allah is saying, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَلَهَا, when the earth is shaken. And with a simple degree of shaking, 6 67 degree according their measurement, you can see what happened to a country and houses and cars and a human being. And this is nothing compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the earth. Because Allah say, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ, not in Pakistan, not in Malaysia, not in Egypt. When the whole earth is shaking. So the term zilzal, we understand, we always refer to earthquake. But did you ever heard about a human being to be having a zilzal? Allah saying, وَزُلْزِلُوا. Allah is not talking about the mountains. Allah is not talking about the earth. Allah is talking about a human being. Flesh and blood, bones, this weak human being to have a zilzal, to be shaken, your mind, your heart, you so disturbed to such a degree that Allah say wazulzilu. So we are not familiar with this term as a zilzal for a human being. But Allah is telling us, do you think you will enter Jannah? And what happened to those who before you? Nations, Umm, civilization, believers, messengers, those who before you. وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. What happened to those who before us? So it's not happening to us. Is going to happen to you and is already happening to those before you, because this is the sunnah of Allah. Allah decreed it to be safe. مَسَّتْهُمْ الْبَأْسَةِ, and Allah said مَسَّتْهُمْ, it didn't say it fall in them, is only a mess. Mess means to touch, because we are not ready for this calamity to fall us. We are not ready for this. But Allah said, only been touched with severe starvation, hunger, illness, wars, killing, everything you can think about it. مَسَّتُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ, and Allah said, وَزُلْزِلُوا, and they've been shaken. But this shaking didn't happen only to the, didn't happen to the kuffar. Allah is talking about the Muslims. And listen carefully, Allah is not only talking about the Muslims. Allah said, حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ, until that was so horrible, was so bad to such a degree that even the Prophet, even the leader of the Muslims, the leader of the believers, he himself reached to a degree. And what else? They said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ, and those who believe with him, even the believers. So don't think because you are good, you're coming to the mosque and making your prayer, everything going to be green and pleasant. It's not. It's not. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَتَى وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. To them is late, but Allah knows when to send it. They saying, they calling and asking when, because they feel that is late. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is grooming them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cleaning them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is developing them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strengthening them like the gold. The gold is so valuable, but when you take it out of the ground, it's full with dirt, woods, all kind of things. You put it inside the fire, so you can get the pure gold out of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the believers go through this, so liyazdadu imana, so they be strengthened, they will be men, not to be like women. Nowadays we have nations, most of them, that their women may be better than their men. or the women, they may be so strong or so solid more than their men, because their men, they already imitating the women, the way how they long in their clothes, the way how they shave their beards, the way how they make their hair, the way how they concern about the way how they look, and even some men, they don't make up in their face. What combination can have victory and can have lust, and they already worse than women? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to develop these people, want to cleanse them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, the victory of Allah, the help of Allah is near. You don't see it, it's there. And it's there with the calamity. Because if Allah will remove you all, not remove some of you, Allah will make the whole earth move, not only part of the country. Allah will make the oil be burning you, instead of you still making some money, but the price is down. So the rahmah of Allah is still there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, and the brothers, please, think with me, and I'm talking to myself before I talk to you. We are not living in Lebanon. We are not living in Palestine. We are not in Kashmir. We are not in Afghanistan. We are living here. But Allah said, أَحَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. We're sitting on a nice clean rug, air-conditioned lights. We are not seeing rockets going over our head. We are not seeing what these people see. But prepare yourself, because you never know what can happen. Because Allah says there is a ticket, there is an entry for Jannah. And it's no way you will assume you enter Jannah with all this luxury and comfort of life, that nothing can happen to you. And you don't have to be in Lebanon or in Afghanistan or in Iraq to see it. It can happen to you as individual, as a family. So you have to understand what's going on. This part of being a believer, lost of family's member, failing exam, losing property, illness, sickness, you can name it. You have to be prepared. And you have to get to know it's going to happen soon or later. Now again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the same meaning in Surah Al-Ankabut. Allah is saying, أَلَفْ لَأَمِّي أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا ولا يعلمن الكاذبين. ألف لام ميم. Do people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe and will not be tested? You really think so? You are not going to be tested? Alright? Allah is telling you about His Sunnah. It's not something just happening. He said, do people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe and will not be tested? And we indeed we tested those who were before them, and Allah will certainly make it known the truth of those who are true, and will certainly make it known the falsehood of those who are liars. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the condition of everyone, that the knowledge of Allah will be confirmed and will be affirmed in you and your reality. Allah wants to see your ubudiyyah. in the time of ease and the time of difficulty. Some of us, and maybe most of us, they will be appreciative. They will cut the mask. They will put the shuma when everything going right. No flat tire, no divorce, no losing jobs, no this, no losing the check, no decrease in the money. Everything is fine, we go to Juma. And maybe even he will come 1:30 sharp, not 2 o'clock. But the moment something happened, now Allah wants you to be a true believer when these things happen. So when the good comes to you, you praise Allah. And when the evil falls in you, you will be patient and also say, Alhamdulillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khairan minha. So there is ubudiyya in the time of ease, and there is ubudiyya in the time of difficulty. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you money, now you will spend fisabilillah, you will help the poor and the needy. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give you money, what kind of Abdullah are you going to be? Gambling? Stealing? Cheating? Going crazy because there is not enough money? Now it's easy in you to be Abdullah and say, thank you Allah, Alhamdulillah, Allah, come to the mosque when the check is coming. But when they cut the check, what are you going to do? Where is the ubudiyya? Because the ubudiyya to be a slave, not a servant, to be a slave to Allah. Servant, you go to be hired. So you don't like the job, you say, bye bye, I'm leaving. Or you say, later for you, I don't like you, I don't like your job. This you call your work as a servant. You get hired. But be a slave, you will be kicked in your stomach and you have nothing to say. When you be a slave, it's going to be nothing. And you have no choice. You have to be standing up. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Allah wants to see your ubudiyya. You are a slave. You've been created to be a slave to Allah, to your creator. And Allah wants to see this in you in all the time. Doesn't matter if your heart is sick or healthy. He wants to see your ubudiyya. Allah wants to see this in you. And Allah wants the knowledge to be given to you and to others that you were a slave when you were rich, but you are not a slave when you are poor. That you praise him when he gives it to you, but when he takes it away from you, you was not ready to say Alhamdulillah. What a beautiful example. A believing woman gets her husband. Time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And here Abu Talha, he will leave his house, and his child is not feeling good, and he will go. When he come back, he ask his wife, how is my baby doing? How is my child doing? She said, he's in a better condition than before. The child already died. And she told the neighbors, no one kill my husband when he come. She went to prepare a dinner, feed her husband who been working, traveling. And after this, she wanted to take a shower with the best clothes. And her husband go and sleep with her. And after this, tell him, I want to discuss something with you. Listen to the face. Look how people present the evil things. This is a woman. I wish I can be a woman like this. What kind of a method we could not even know how to talk? She said, if somebody lend you something, somebody lend you something, and now he came and he wanted his loan, but he wanted his property back. Would you give it back? Say yes. Would you be mad at them because they asked the price? Say no. Say fahtasib waladak. So now apply this to your son. I am just telling him, Allah gave you a child as own to be happy, to use it, to talk to him, to accompany him. This was only a temporary. Allah didn't give you open check that this child will be there forever. Allah give you a loan. And now the master of this property, he took it back. What are you going to do about it? He was mad. How come he feed me? How come he let me sleep with you? Why didn't he tell me first? And he went to complain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, did you sleep together last night? Yes. The Prophet blessed this night and said, may Allah bless it. May Allah bless it. This is a believing woman. Look how she was strong in her personality, that even to take care of her husband first, and after this to present to him the qada and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah blessed them for their sabr, their patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made out of this night that they have a child, which is this child have 12 boys, and all of them memorize the Quran. Brothers, it is not for us to think that everything going to be green and pleasant in this life. We have to be prepared. And I will say, as Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, he been questioned. سأل رجل الشافعي رحمة الله عليه فقال يا أبا عبد الله أيما أفضل للرجل أن يمكن أو يبتلى فقال الشافعي لا يمكن حتى يبتلى فإن الله ابتلى نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما صبروا مكنهم فلا يظن أحد أن يخلص من الألم البتة. إمام الشافعي بن كوشن, Imam, which one is better? That Allah give me stability in the earth, establishment in the earth, or that Allah will test me? It's saying no one can be maintained and established and have authority in the earth before Allah test him or them. There is no prophet, there is no messenger, there is no nation, there is no family, there is nothing can have stability and they can have victory and they be the Abraham unless Allah tested them first. Because this is the way that Allah will make them a good believers, and this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them a man, and this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them deserve, and they will appreciate what they get. If Allah gives it to us like this, we're never going to know how to. We never know. Allah wants our ubudiyya to be to Him. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it from us, even if we don't have the means of victory, Allah will give it to us. And Allah said, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. The people of Egypt, how has it been misused? And how the oppression been brought on them in Fir'aun and his government. But Allah said, we intend to give to the strongest those the weaker in the earth, and make them leaders, and make them the one who inherits the earth. And those people that Fir'aun was killing, their boys, they did not have any weapons, they don't have any authority in the earth. So there is no king for individuals, for people, unless they're going to be tested first. There is no authority and stability until they're going to be tested first. And this is what has happened to those people. They think that by voting, or by marching, or by being part of the parliament, or part of whatever they think, that is going to make them keen for them, give them stability in the earth, and they're going to make them the upper hand. They can change the problem of the Palestinian, and they can have a vote, and majority goes, and. This is nothing. This is nothing except mirage. يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا. Nothing but a mirage. And when you reach there, you found no water there. Some people spending too much time, too much energy, too many meetings, thinking that we'll be part of the majority vote, and in one day my son going to be the president of the United States, and by us marching, and by us singing, and by us prospering and doing this and that, and I'm going to be this, being that, it's going to change. You're going to be tested, and Allah won't see who's the abd of Allah, not the abd of the White House, not the abd of Bush, not the abd of the American, not the abd of such and such. Allah won't see who's the abd of Allah. He knows. But for you to prove it, for you to show it, now after you be tested, now after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that you appreciate it, now He will give it to you. So when you get it, you don't go crazy killing people everywhere. You will remember what you wanted through from difficulty and hardship. So now you will respect the souls of the human being. You will respect even the souls of the animals. But when being given to you like this, you became a tyrant. You became a crazy person. You will go and be killed because you feel that you're superpower. You can do whatever you want. So you have to go through a process. So Allah make you a man and make you a believer, and after this you can be a leader for yourself or for your family or for your community or for your country. Now you will appreciate and you will know. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and help all the Muslims everywhere. And we have to keep in mind, although that we live in time of ease here, that it can change. And if it happened, you better be prepared from now. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. يقول المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. This dunya is the jail house of the believers, is a prison for the believers, and it is paradise for the kafir. If you are a true believer as individuals or a family or a nation, don't be expecting too much convenience. You be alive, you be eating, you be sleeping, but you're not going to sleep in a water bed. You are not going to have a massager in your bed. You are not going to have a jacuzzi and. But you're going to be sleeping. You are not going to eat everything you like, but you're going to be eating. A prisoner, a person in jail, he did not have the right to go shopping and to choose what he wants to eat. They will give it to him, and even they may give it to him under the gate. And he have to eat it. So this life for who is a believer in jail? He did not become a believer. You have to be expecting this hardship and the difficulty. You'll be thrown out of the house, that you going to be having starvation. And we are not meaning by this that when somebody kick you out of the house, tell them, thank you, please keep my kids also. No, this is not Islam. And don't misunderstand me. Because Islam telling you, if you die defending your property, defending your family, you are a martyr. But we have to be prepared that when the calamity fall, that we be believers, we be strong, we don't cry. But we stand up, we make our salah, and we be ready to go and get our property back. But we have to understand that the test is part of being a believer, and that this bala and this test that happening can happening to anyone. And the wise person who prepare himself before it fall in him, so we can be willing and ready to accept the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a goodly way, and we can show our proper ubudiyah and our slavery before Allah when the time of difficulty comes. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi annaka anta Allahul wahid al ahad al fard al samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad an tusalli wa tusallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma a'izz al islam wa ansur al muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al islam wa ansur al muslimin. Allahumma alayka bi a'da'ika a'da'ad-din. اللهم عليك بأعدائك أعداء الدين، يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا، يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا، اللهم ارحم المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، اللهم ارحم المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.